Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Good day to you. Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm John Marino. We are WestchesterTalkRadio.com, produced by Shark, S-H-A-R-C, Shark Creative. And we are made possible by people like Entergy, the Indian Point Energy Center in Buchanan, promising to keep our lights on right through April of 2021. Lipolis Electric, you are never in the dark with Lipolis. And Hightower Westchester. At Hightower, they manage your wealth to a fiduciary standard. Welcome to the Cup of Joe political show here at Westchester Talk Radio. And we are joined by our good friend, Siena Research Institute pollster Steve Greenberg. Siena Research Institute, just outside Albany in Loudonville, New York. Steve, thank you for joining us again here on Westchester Talk Radio. You've had a busy month and a busy Siena Research Institute poll, which focused heavily on social justice.
Absolutely. Well, it's great to be with you, John, and with all your listeners again. Yeah, I mean, this is a busy year for Siena in the midst of a global pandemic. It's also a presidential election year with major elections going on in states across the country for governor and senator. So we're going to keep our hands
for a busier year than this, right?
Right. So we're going to keep busy all year, but we're not going to lose sight of the fact that we try to do a poll of New York State voters on average once a month, to get a sense of how New Yorkers feel about the events going on of the day. And obviously, over the last several weeks, there have been a lot of protests, a lot of demonstrations in New York, in cities and towns across New York, upstate and down, and across this country. So what we wanted to do, in addition to the normal things we ask about Governor Cuomo, President Trump, etc., we really wanted to key in and ask New Yorkers about their opinions on some of these social justice, police, race issues. And so, I mean, we'll start it off with, we asked voters, do they think that the killings of Greg Floyd in Minnesota and Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta, do they think that those are part of a pattern, a broader pattern of excessive use of force by police against people of color, or do they feel like it was two tragic but isolated incidents? And by a margin of 60 to 35%, overwhelmingly New Yorkers say that they believe that these killings by the police officers in those two cities represent a broader pattern of excessive police violence against blacks and people of color. And, you know, 80% of Democrats feel that way. But Republicans, by a 57 to 37% margin, think that these are tragic, isolated incidences. When we look at it by race, not surprisingly, 91% of Black New Yorkers, 64% of Latino New Yorkers think that these represent a broader pattern, and even a majority of white voters, 53 to 40%. White New Yorkers say that this represents a broader pattern. So we see, you know, this was one of the first questions we asked in the poll, but we asked a whole series more, John, as you know.
Now, this was a big difference, obviously, in party disparity between Democrats and Republicans. Did you find that surprising, those numbers?
Well, you know, no. I mean, look, on many, many social, economic, health, education questions, we see a broad divide between Democrats and Republicans. And we asked a series of questions in this poll about some of the national reforms that are being proposed. And we asked voters if they agree or disagree with them. And on a number of those issues, we found broad bipartisan agreement. But on some of the issues, we did find where Democrats feel one way and Republicans feel another. So it's not just about Donald Trump or Bill de Blasio or Andrew Cuomo that we see differences between Democrats and Republicans. It's on many of the issues of the day as well.
You bring up those three major characters here in the state of New York and nationally, the president, of course, and Cuomo would a lot of national standing now too. How did voters react to the way the three of them have handled these situations?
Sure. Well, we asked voters, did they approve or disapprove of the response of Trump, Cuomo, de Blasio in terms of their handling of the situation post the Floyd killing? And Donald Trump, not surprisingly, this is a very blue state, as you and I have talked about before, John, by a 64 to 27% margin, voters disapprove of the job Donald Trump is doing. 87% of Democrats disapprove, 51% of independents, 90% of black New Yorkers, 74% of Latinos, 56% of white New Yorkers all disapprove. The only group that approves of Trump's handling of this are Republicans, who by a 62 to 27% margin, they approve the job that he's doing. Mm-hmm. When it comes to Governor Cuomo, strong support, 57 to 24%, they approve that job that he's doing. 71% of Democrats approve, a strong majority, a strong plurality of independents, 48 to 29, and even a small plurality of Republicans approve of the job that Cuomo's doing, 42 to 35%. Now, when it comes to Mayor de Blasio, we only asked folks in the city. We didn't ask Long Islanders or upstaters or folks in Westchester. But among those in New York City, they're split. 44% approve of the job that de Blasio is doing, 43% disapprove. And, you know, he doesn't even have strong marks from Democrats in New York City. Only 47% of Democrats approve compared to 40% who disapprove. So he's on the positive side, but only by 7 points and not even a majority of Democrats.
I've had a few Democrats come to me in the past few days and say, I've had enough with de Blasio. He's not getting the job done. I'll tell you that finally. And I think those numbers allude to that.
Well, it's, you know, it certainly may reflect the way Governor Cuomo feels as well.
No question. Their battles, I guess, are a show for a separate day where maybe we could sit down and talk about that, the way those two go back and forth at each other. To me, they seemingly are always trying to one-up the other. We know what eventually the outcome will be, but let's do that outcome now instead of going back and forth for 3 weeks before we get something done. That seems to be something the two of them revel in, actually.
No question about it. Look, as you say, we should dedicate a whole show to that one. But
maybe a few shows to that. How about, you've alluded to racial disparities in the numbers between blacks and whites. How do white people look at their local police departments, or maybe how do they feel when they're approached by a cop, and what they think the reactions or the outcomes might be?
Sure. Let's do that one first, because we had a couple of different questions in that regard. But one of the questions we asked voters was, when you see a police officer, does it make you feel more secure, less secure, or does it have no effect on the way you feel? And the overall numbers for all New Yorkers, 42% feel more secure, 20% feel less secure, 35% say, it doesn't really make a difference. But that doesn't tell the story, John. You gotta look at the racial numbers here, because white New Yorkers, 51% of white New Yorkers say they feel more secure when they see a police officer. Only 13% say they feel less secure. Well, when it comes to how black New Yorkers feel when they see a police, flip the numbers, mirror images practically. Only 13% of blacks say they feel more secure seeing a police officer, compared to 46% who feel less secure. So nearly half of black New Yorkers see a police officer and feel less secure. That is obviously a very troubling statistic.
How about police reform?
Sure. Well, just in terms of the other one you raised, we asked a series of favorable unfavorables, as we do every month. We asked about your local police department. And by a margin of 70 to 22%, New Yorkers have a favorable view of their police department. The last time CNA asked this question was about 5 years ago, back in 2015. And at the time, favorability for your local police was 81 to 16. So it's down a little bit, down from 81 favorable to 70. Where did that loss come from over the last 5 years? From black New Yorkers. 5 years ago, when we asked this question, black New Yorkers by a 60 to 38% margin said they had a favorable view of their local police. Today, 43% favorable, 47% unfavorable. Big, big change. But now, ironically, we say that the favorability rate or New Yorkers' favorability rate for their local police is 70-22. We also ask, do you have a favorable or unfavorable view of the Black Lives Matter movement? Almost the same number, not quite as strong, but pretty darn close. 66% of New Yorkers have a favorable view of the Black Lives Matter movement compared to only 26 who have an unfavorable view. Democrats overwhelmingly support, have a favorable view. 84% of Democrats, 53% of independents have a favorable view. Republicans more mixed, but slightly negative. 41% view the Black Lives Matter movement favorably, 49% view it unfavorably.
Steve Greenberg, Siena Research Institute, Siena College just outside Albany. Steve, and let's work in there too. Demonstrations, one of the big stories of the past 6 weeks. New Yorkers' thoughts on demonstrations, and I'm going to throw a caveat in here. Did they look at demonstrations one way as, let's say, peaceful, and then different numbers when demonstrations start to get out of hand? Was the question maybe posed that way?
That's exactly right. Well, we gave voters what we call a forced choice question. We said, which of the following two views comes closer to the way you feel? And on one side, we said that do you support these demonstrations because for the most part, they have remained peaceful and they have an important message? Or do you oppose these demonstrations because too many of them have become too violent? And by a very strong margin, 60 to 36%, New Yorkers support the demonstrations. 77% of Democrats support it, more than three quarters. Independent voters, closely divided, 48% support, 46% oppose. Republicans opposed by a margin of 58 to 39%. When we look at it racially, 88% of black New Yorkers support it, 61% of Latino New Yorkers, and by a 54 to 42% margin, white New Yorkers say they support the demonstrations as well.
How about numbers presidentially? We have the presidential election coming up, the Biden-Trump matchup in New York. From what I've seen, the numbers, I guess, kind of fall in line of what you might expect in a very blue state like my shirt here.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah, no question, John. Let's remind listeners that more than half of the registered voters, 51% of the registered voters in this state are Democrats. Only 23% of the registered voters are Republicans. So Democrats enjoy a better than 2-to-1 enrollment edge, which may explain why no Republican has carried New York in a presidential election since Ronald Reagan's reelection back in 1984. So it's been 36 years. And I don't think that's going to change this year, because right now, by a margin of 57 to 32, New York voters say they support the former Vice President Joe Biden on the Democratic line rather than support the incumbent former New Yorker Donald Trump on the Republican line. Interestingly, our May number on the Trump-Biden race was also 57-32. So we went from late May to late June. The race did not move a point. In terms of the candidates' favorability ratings, they didn't move much either. Right now, Trump is viewed favorably by 33% of New Yorkers, unfavorably by 62%. He's up a point. Last month, he was at 32% favorability. And when it comes to Joe Biden, his favorability hasn't changed very much either. So the race is stagnant right now, but 4 months to go is a long time. I don't think Donald Trump has a chance of carrying New York, but we'll see if he can make it closer or not.
What do New Yorkers think of their state Senate and their state assembly? Those numbers move around from time to time. Where might they be at right now?
Yeah, right now, by and large, the voters view each of those houses favorably. 45% have a favorable view of the assembly compared to 30% who have an unfavorable view, and that 45% have a favorable view of the Senate compared to 34% who have an unfavorable view. Interesting, down a little from the last time Sienna asked earlier this year, back in April, their favorability numbers are both down in both houses, but their unfavorable numbers are basically where they were. So people are a little bit more in the don't know or no opinion category, and that may just be because the legislature hasn't been meeting a whole lot since this pandemic began. They've had a few sessions and passed a budget and some important laws, but they have not been in session a lot since the pandemic began.
Are we heading in the right direction according to voters? What do those numbers show?
The state, yeah, voters right now continue to believe the state is headed in the right direction. 56% say that compared to 34% who say we're headed in the wrong direction. So overall doing fairly well, not so well in terms of the federal numbers. When we ask voters how the country is doing, if it's on the right track or headed in the wrong direction, overwhelmingly 64 to 26%. Voters say the country is headed in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we go, Steve, to show you how much things have changed in a month, the past few months, our first question was about the COVID-19 pandemic and talking about reopening too last time around. We wrap today with a question that is our final question, again, showing you how much things have changed. Are we reopening too fast in New York State from this pandemic?
Well, I don't think so, or at least I should say I don't think the voters think so. We asked voters, what's the bigger fear for them? Opening too quickly, which could result in more deaths potentially, or opening too slowly, which could result in more job loss and a worse economy. And by a 2-to-1 margin, 62 to 31%, voters say they're concerned that the bigger danger is in opening too quickly. And that's consistent, moved a point or two from where it was last month. So voters have been consistent on that. But then to add to it, we asked voters a bunch of questions about Governor Cuomo. And one of them was, how do you think he's doing in terms of implementing his reopening plans for New York? And by a 70 to 29% margin, voters gave the governor positive grades for his implementing his reopening plan. So when you get a 70-29, I think voters say you're doing a pretty good job in terms of reopening.
Steve, has anyone ever said to you, you're a numbers guy?
Unfortunately, I've heard that before.
Steve Greenberg, pollster, Siena Research Institute, up at Siena College. Right outside Albany. Steve, we thank you for joining us as always on Westchester Talk Radio. Let's do it again a few weeks down the road after your next poll, okay?
Always a pleasure, John. Thanks. I look forward
to it. Same here. Always a pleasure, too. Enjoy your summer, Steve. Steve Greenberg, Siena Research Institute pollster. I'm John Marino. We are Westchester Talk Radio, westchestertalkradio.com, produced by Shark, S-H-A-R-C, Creative. That is Shark with a C, not a K. And our Cup of Joe political show here at Westchester Talk Radio made possible by our good friends at places like Entergy, the Indian Point Energy Center in Buchanan. They promise to keep our lights on right through April of 2021. White Plains Hospital, our thanks to everybody on the front line there at White Plains Hospital throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. Wartburg Healthcare and Rehabilitation in Mount Vernon. Park Sterling Realty and our good friends at Michael Labriola Construction. Michael Labriola Landscape Design and Construction. We thank you one and all. All of our programming available on our YouTube channel, Shark Creative YouTube.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.